Scott Meyer of Merry Books in Millbrook is here this morning to share with us all of the summertime bounty he has been stocking the shelves with. Scott, good morning and welcome. It is great to have you here, as always.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It's always great to be here.
It is a delight, and I'm very happy that you are here. It's been a while, and it's good to see you. So, where would you like to begin?
I'd like to start right here with Richard Haass. Richard Haass came to the bookstore this past Saturday, and when we were talking about what kind of presentation you should give, he said, should you talk like 15 minutes, 10 minutes? And I told him, why don't we go until we see people nodding off and see what happens? And, of course, that didn't happen. Everybody was wide-eyed and on the edge of their seats, and a lively discussion ensued for over an hour. And he's president of the Council of Foreign Relations, and his book is called Foreign Policy Begins at Home, The Case for Putting America's House in Order. And during his talk, he outlined an approach to foreign policy that turns the challenge of this dysfunctional world into an opportunity for renewed American leadership with a bold vision on how the U.S. can shape world events. One thing I really liked, he used this example of a coin, and he showed that one side of the coin, if you're using that as foreign policy, one side of the coin is overbalanced on things away from the United States abroad, and our side, the domestic side, is too light. So he thinks there should be a 50-50 balance and do more here in the United States, in our own territory, from infrastructure to building up the school systems to the immigration system and our debt and deficit. And he brought up some really good points, and he's a tremendously nice guy. He's fascinating. You've seen him. He did apologize that he was going to be on The Daily Show after this event. He's on this week, and so he said he should have been on The Daily Show first so he could talk about being here.
Yeah.
But he encouraged everyone to get involved into from voting to civil action to putting our own house in order, the United States in order. And he gave a tremendous, you should have him on if you haven't already. Just, you see him all the time on different news networks, and he is an amazing man. And this book really brings home exactly what it says, foreign policy begins at home, putting America's house in order. So that's our first book today.
All right, it's Richard Haass, two A's, two S's. Foreign Policy Begins at Home, The Case for Putting America's House in Order, published by Basic Books.
Our next one is an event we're having tomorrow. Matthew Berry will be at the Merit Bookstore at 7 p.m. to answer all your fantasy baseball, football, any kind of fantasy life questions. And his book is called Fantasy Life, The Outrageous, Uplifting, and Heartbreaking World of Fantasy Sports from the Guy Who's Lived It. He's really mixing, this is an autobiography with reportage on friends and field famous players, so ESPN personality Barry develops into the psychology and, more to the point, the comedy of fantasy sports. So he tells us that 6.6 people watched The American Idol in 2012, the final show, 8.2% play golf, and 13% play fantasy sports. So a lot of people do play fantasy sport. He is very funny. This is an amazing book with funny stories. For example, when you have a fantasy sport, you have a draft day. And what you pick is going to determine how well you'll do. And so he gave us some story, but in the book he gave us some stories about some of the funny ways of doing draft day. And one of them, three of them, I'll give you three examples. One was they have a rubber duck race where they put the number of order of where you're going to pick, to the bride picking the order between the ceremony and the reception. And there are pictures of the bride doing the picking in the thing, to the bachelor's program, where all of the gentlemen that were going to be voting for getting their place picked a gentleman to see how as he was eliminated, and that's the order. As he was eliminated, they lost. That's their order. They were 12th picked, and so on and so forth. So it's amazing. You can see these guys sitting in the living room cheering and groaning when their bachelor got eliminated. So this is a very funny, and it will actually help you with your fantasy team. Come and ask him questions tomorrow night at 7 p.m. at the Merit Bookstore. Everybody will enjoy this.
They will. We had him on yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I did not hear it.
Yeah.
Was he good?
He was fantastic. He was there to, you know, talk about your event.
Oh, he's a wonderful person.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I missed it.
It was very nice. Well, thank you very much. That's cool.
He has a lot of funny stories. The next book, you know, I'm interested in a lot of different things. And the next book...
I know that about you.
And a lot of funny things, but this is not funny. But this one is called Bird Medicine, The Sacred Power of Bird Shamanism by Evan Pritchard. And Evan's written the book Native New Yorkers and the one on Henry Hudson. So he's written a number of books. This book, he's sharing with us, the reader, the relationship between the North Native peoples and birds. He explores the living spiritual traditions surrounding birds and Native American culture. He examines the legend, the wisdom, and powers of the birds known as the gatekeepers of our four directions, eagle, hawk, crow, and owl. So pairing scholarly research with more than 200 firsthand accounts of bird encounters from traditional Native Americans and their descendants, Evan Pritchard explores the living spiritual tradition surrounding birds and Native American culture. Have you ever wondered why crows gather in councils? Well, come and find out. We'll tell you. So listen to Evan come to the store on Friday at 5 o'clock. The Merit Books are this Friday at 5 o'clock. That's Bird Medicine, The Sacred Power of Bird Shamanism by Evan Pritchard.
Okay, excellent. And the book is published by Bear and Company. All right.
So our next title... this is by Ian Dosher, and he was at the store Sunday. It's called William Shakespeare's Star Wars. So here you're talking about, this is a return once more to a galaxy far, far away, with this sublime retelling of George Lucas's epic Star Wars. In the startle of the immortal Bard of Avon, the saga of wise Jedi Knight and an evil Sith Lord, of a beautiful princess held captive and a young hero coming of age. So this is a very amazing, it has actually gorgeous Elizabethan illustrations with 20 of them. And this is an amazing book. And I asked Jody, one of our wonderful booksellers at the Merit Bookstore, to write me a blurb. And she did. Isn't that nice of her?
Yes. So let me get this right. You as an employer asked your employee to do something, and they did it for you.
I know. Wasn't that amazing?
That's very nice. Yeah.
We are an egalitarian society at the bookstore. But she did write this for me, and here is what she had to say. Hiya, Scott. Here's my blurb. She emailed this to me. Ian Dosher's William Shakespeare's Star Wars has all the more drama and humor than the actual film. If you love Star Wars, you'll be fanatic about this book. It is a must-read for dedicated Star Wars fans. I brought Ethan, my 10-year-old nephew, to the author event, and he said he liked how funny Dosher is. He gave us a superb and colorful reading that kept not only Ethan entertained, but I also noticed the amused smiles on all of our other guests. And then she says, talk to you soon, Jody. So that's very nice of her to say that. So that was William Shakespeare's Star Wars. It's a wonderful book, Joe. Oh, actually, I have it here for you to look at.
Oh, yes, I've actually seen this. This is gorgeous. It's very well done and very funny and very cool. William Shakespeare's Star Wars, and it's published by Quirk.
And a nice title.
Yes, Quirk.
Now, you know, in the summertime, I feel it's a good time to learn a new language, to explore phrases as you're traveling around, to learn these different things. So here, and I'm going to say coupled, and I am going to say that, coupled with the Star Wars book is another book that'll help you to learn how to speak Klingon, Essential Phrases for the Intergalactic Traveler by Ben Grossblatt. And in here, you might learn the terminology to use on the golf course.
Okay.
Or you might learn the terminology, say, for this one. That's Klingons going to the theater to watch Romulan and Juliet. Two for Romulan and Juliet. So you can see it's always important to learn a new language as you... in the summertime. So here's a very appropriate language to learn.
It sounds vaguely, he sounds kind of Yoda-ish, doesn't it?
Well, Yoda's in Star Wars, so it's very good.
All right. Well, that's Star Trek.
Star Trek, I mean. But,
yeah, well, all right. Yeah, there you go.
Yoda's in Star Wars.
What does this thing run, Scott? $17. Well, there's money well spent. All right.
It has that nice audio chip in there.
Yeah. Good job. All right. Well, flying off the shelves, are they?
Yes, I really. That's a sequel to some of the other languages that.
All right. You can,
so the next book is an amazing book. It's called The Form Within, My Point of View by Carl Primbrand. Now, Carl is in his 90s now, and he has been a brain scientist, a neurosurgeon, for well over 70 years. He was one of the first surgeons at the age of 23 to study the brain. And what this book is, The Form Within, is the fascinating story of 200 years of brain research told from the point of view or the perspective of the scientist who was and still is active participant throughout the past 70 years. Of course, he's in his 90s. I wonder what happened in those first 20 years. So, So this is a compelling journey from the cave paintings to our greatest achievements as a species. So the brain is to the mind as chlorophyll is to life. And he's talking about, and this is a very readable book, and it's wonderful, fascinating, and it's a great, a good read to pick up. You can put it down, read it again, and it shows the brain research and life as it is now and how it's going to go on. So that is Carl's book, and he is a...
It's a very big book. It's
well, it's in large type.
The Form Within My Point of View. All right.
So...
In summary, seems to be about 40 pages. All right. Okay.
Well, he's, 70 years of research.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
He has written over 60 books, and he's taught at Stanford and Yale and many different places.
Okay.
He's at Georgetown now.
Excellent.
So at the Merit Bookstore, we do a lot of workshops and panel discussions throughout the year. So the next two are going to be panel discussions and workshops that I'm going to discuss. The first one is called Discovery, the Art of Mystery. And that happens Saturday, July 27th at 5 p.m. And here we have Gene Zimmerman, who wrote The Orphan Master, which I know you know about, and Kofi Zahn, who did The Never List. And they're going to discuss writing a contemporary and historical novel. So whether you're a published author, want to be an author, or just read a great thriller, this is the event for you. And the... One of the scary things about The Never List is that it's a contemporary telling of events going on today in Cleveland. And just The Never List is two girlfriends, that best friends, that say, here's what they'll never do. They'll never accept rides from strangers and so forth. Well, they do. They accept a freely offered cab ride. And then it goes on. What happens to them? They're kept prisoner for 3 years. And... Jennifer didn't survive, and this is a terrifying story, like Jeffrey Deaver's type and Gillian Flynn. So it's an amazing tale, as well as Gene Zimmerman's. And they'll be to discuss how to write on this Saturday, July 27th.
All right, we got about a minute left.
Okay. So the next workshop is Saturday, August 10th, and this is an all-day one. And it talks for everything from the draft process to individual participants' critiques. But at 3:15, so if you want to do that, go to our website and you can see the information. At 3:15, we'll have four authors, and so that's open to the public, on Writers on Writing with novelist Kevin Egan, who wrote Midnight, Stephanie Liam, and Susan Newhoff, who wrote the book Spirits and Wine from the University of Michigan Press. And it's a ghostly presence stirs up a home's unsettled past. So you can come and listen to those people and find out fascinating tale and listen to the workshop or be part of the workshop and get your things critiqued. And the last book is To Keep You Cool on a Summer Day, The Hudson Valley in the Ice Age, A Geologic History and Tour. And this is a fascinating tale of that period, everything you wanted to know, and they will guide you through an ancient Manhattan, high and dry, to the Atlantic seashore, 100 miles to the southeast. So that is The Hudson Valley in the Ice Age, a wonderful story.
Excellent. You got it all in, my friend. You did great.
I try.
Excellent. I saw that list. I thought, no way we're going to get through all that. You did a fantastic job. For more information on the Merit Bookstore, and we got Klingon in on top of it. That's even better. For more information on the Merit Bookstore, you can go to their website, meritbookstore.com. Scott Meyer, it's great to see you looking great.
Thank you, Joe. And it's always wonderful to be here. I love it, as you know.
Thank you very much. Scott Meyer does it all at the Millbrook location of the Merit Bookstore, and again, meritbookstore.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.